Well, let's. I want to talk to you today. Thank you, Sheila. I want to talk to you today. I've got several sermon titles today because. Can we turn that off? Whatever that is. All right. Thank you. So I want to talk to you today about reshuffling the deck. That's one of my sermon titles, reshuffling the deck. So that you can here today it's choose your sermon title today. Or the sermon title is Let's Make Some Lemonade. Amen. Let's make some lemonade. When if you talk to economists, they'll tell you that every so years there is a reset, and things will be reset, and it is usually very healthy for the economy to do a reset. Sometimes my phone will be glitchy and it's slow and something's not going. It's just like, why is this not right? And I'll ask my wife, I'll say, hey, what's wrong with my phone? She'll say, turn it off and boot it back up. And sure enough, she's really smart. And I'll turn it off and turn it back on. When I turn it back on, for whatever reason, I don't know the all the ins and outs of why it happens, but everything is fixed. She'll say, boot it up, turn it off, boot it up. And when she does that, when I do that, everything resets, and it resets, watch this, to what it should be. Does that make sense? In the grocery store, there would be 20 people come in at night. 20 people, more than that, 30 people come in at night. They would take, imagine this, they would take all the groceries off the shelf, put it in bags, put it in carts, to put the peanut butter that was on aisle 4 to put the peanut butter on aisle 8. And to put the crackers that were 8 on 4. And they would reset the whole grocery store. And you'd come in the next day, and you were so used to going to the one aisle to get your peanut butter. And guess what? You'd go there, and guess what? It wasn't there. Now you say, why would they do that? Why would they want to confuse all the people? Well, here's why. Because the marketers and the people who would research this would understand. Here's what would happen. I would go into the grocery store and I would spend virtually no time shopping. I would just go in and get what I wanted to get. I knew exactly where the peanut butter was. I knew exactly where the jelly was. I knew where the bread was, and I knew where the ding-dongs were. How many know I'm exposing myself right now? Okay. But I knew where those things were. I'd go get those things, and then I'd be out. I need to spend, and here's the thing, and guess what? I would spend no extra money getting something that I didn't want. Well, they would recognize that, and they recognize over a period of time, and every 2 years, every 2.5 years, whatever it was, they would come in the grocery store and rearrange everything. Some people are like my wife. My wife, when she goes shopping, you know what she does? She goes shopping. And we will go down every aisle, and we will look at all kinds of things. We will read the labels. We will look at new things. We will virtually go through all the stuff. I tell you what, the marketers love the Tamaras. Come on at home. How many of you are the Tamaras? You're like, man, it is an event. It is a matter of fact, you go into the grocery store and you have snacks because you're going to be there a long time. But when I go in the grocery store, matter of fact, sometimes this happens all the time. We're going to the grocery store and I tell my wife, here's what I tell my wife. I say, honey, let's go shopping my way. today because I got a lot of stuff I got to do. And you know what? We're going to go. We're going to get right. And we get on the same page. I don't want to, because her process is a much longer process. They love the Tamaras. They hate the Drews. Okay, marketers for the most part. How many know there are some advantages to shopping the way Tamara shops too also? Okay, you tell me what they are later and we'll. Okay, but I know there are, amen. Actually, here, I thought of one right now. Here's one good advantage. She'll come home from that grocery store, that whole process, and she'll start cooking something. And I'll say, what are you cooking? She'll say, I'm not sure yet. But she had got stuff, and boom, she'll put this together and that together and this together, and it's so good. So, here's what I'm saying. They do a reset on purpose. And they're resetting it, you know what, because for the grocery store, it's better. You know what, we have been given some lemons with this coronavirus. This is a great inconvenience. This is a great, if you just think about the people who are sick, some of the people who have died already because of it. I mean, this is awful. If you look at the economics in just what's going on, it's got some negative effects for sure. We could agree on that, right? Having said that, I'm going to say something about that in a minute. I do want to, the other day, we heard a lady speak prophetically, and I love what she said. She said, as quickly as this has come upon us, that's how quickly it's going to leave.
Amen. Yeah.
And when she said that, man, that rung true in my spirit. Amen. That won't rung true in my spirit. So, and I'm not, listen, the Bible says, We prophesy in part, you know what I mean? We're you know, there's many times that the prophetic is given to us that we could fight. Paul writes Timothy and he says, you know what? Use the prophetic that's given to you because with that you will be able to wage a good warfare. So the prophetic is very, very important. I'm just saying, when she said that, that rang true to me. And that certainly is what I believe is going to happen. But not only do I believe that that is going to happen, but I believe, listen to this, we'll come out of this stronger.
Yes.
Than we came in.
Amen.
And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the reality of coming out stronger than when we came in. Now, let's do some review real quick because I want to review just a little bit on what we talked about Wednesday. There are some things that you need to do and you need to be faithful for. I heard this just the other day, that you can greatly reduce your chances of catching the coronavirus by simply just washing your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. So we went over this Wednesday. There's some things that we need to do. We need to wash our hands. We need to make sure that we are not like we used to be in this, just, you know what, hundreds of people all together in one space. We need to keep those distances. So there's some things that we need to do, but there's some spiritual things we need to do too. Remember, we went over this Wednesday. We need to be reading our Bible more than we did before. You know what? We need that Bible to just feed us optimism about what God says about us and our future. We need to be praying consistently. We need to be praying the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why tomorrow at 10 o'clock, one of the things I'm going to be doing is not only sharing with you some scripture in the Word of God, but I want to also spend some time in prayer. And this is not going to be a long time. It's going to be just like 15 minutes. But how many know how wonderful it'll be to spend 15 minutes with your pastor every single morning?
Good.
It's going to be a great thing for our church.
Yeah.
So make sure you're doing those things. One of the things that we talked about Wednesday, this is so important. Make sure that you're not spending, because you have so much time. Spend that time wisely.
Amen.
Remember, we talked about Wednesday about watching. We didn't call it the news. What did we call it? What did we call it? Jody at home, what did we call it? You know what? Granny, what did we call it? You know what? Alfonso, what did we call it? Okay. We called it the bad news. Does that make sense? So I want to remind you of these things. But I want us to look at some scripture today because I want you to understand something really, really important about what's going on right now. And I want to share with you a couple of scriptures that'll be really helpful. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And here's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says this, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God." Amen. Do you love God?
Yes.
I said, do you love God?
Amen.
Come on at home. Do you love God? Raise your hand. Say, woo, woo, if you love God. Come on. Pastor, that's so crazy. I know, but just do it. Just do it. Raise your hand. Say, woo, if you love God. Amen. And look what it says. And we know. This is, listen, there's things in the Word of God that are so clear. God is using words, and words mean things. It doesn't say might. It doesn't say could be. It doesn't say, well, we're not sure. It doesn't say we're mostly sure. It says, and we know, watch this. I love the Word of God, so it's so clear. Somebody look at your neighbor at home and say, it's so clear. And we know that how many things? How many things? Come on, say it at home. How many things?
All things.
Well, again, do you see how ironclad it is? For we know that all things. Now, does all things, could all things include the coronavirus? Well, if all things are all things, it's not could. Can I have my tea, George? If all things are all things, then there's no doubt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not a well, it could be. No, I'm not talking about could be. I'm talking about if all things are all things, then the coronavirus is included in this. Well, are you, Pastor, are you saying the coronavirus is good? No. I'm not saying that, and neither is the Bible. What it's saying is we know that all things work together for good.
Yeah.
How many know that's different?
Yeah.
Doesn't say it is good. It says it works together for good for those who love God. Mm-hmm. What a great passage for us to have in these times. Man, I'm telling you what, you ought to underline that in your Bible. You ought to mark that in green or yellow or any whatever color you got. You ought to put your tab in your Bible right there, because in times like this, you know what, the Word of God is so important. That's why I'm telling you, you need to be reading the Word of God more than you ever have before, because you know what it is? It's your anchor. How many know there's people and they're being tossed and fro, to and fro, and they're being deceived and thinking all kinds of craziness. And in the midst of this, listen to me. In the midst of this, Christians need to understand. We have not been left like orphans. God is with us. God is with us. We have angels that are called to protect us. We have a covenant with God. We are not, listen, we are a different people. We're not like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. And we don't need to fear like everybody else. Why? Because we're different than them. Amen. And this scripture is so clear. Doesn't say that everything's good. Doesn't say that God causes all this trash to happen, but it does say that God will work it out for our benefit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And today, I'm going to give you some practical, I mean, just practical things. Just a few people that are here, I'm asking you, how many of you had a good week this week? Raise your hand if you had a good week this week. Look at, almost every hand is up in this place. Which, you're preaching my sermon before I preached it. I'm going to show you reasons why God, practical things of how God is turning this thing around for our benefit. Amen. At home. If I ask you at home, raise your hand if you had a good week. You know what? Many of your hands are up. You say, how in the world could it be up? Because of Romans 8:28. That's how come it could be up. Amen. Amen. Man, I'm preaching myself happy today. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to Genesis chapter 50 and look at verse 20. Genesis chapter 50 and look at verse 20. Now, this is the story of Joseph. And Joseph has gone through it. You know what? And you think you had some mean brothers. Amen. You know, you thought you had some cruel sisters. And that ain't nothing compared to this guy. This guy, you know what? They take him out there. They're about to kill him. And then one of the brothers says, no, I got a better eye. Why would we kill him? We can sell him. Amen. That is cold, man. That's freezing. That's Arctic, man. That is so bad. You know what? We're going to sell him. Amen. They pull him out of the pit. They're going to kill him. They pull him out of the pit, and they're making some money. I mean, it's bad when your brothers and sisters, well, you just had brothers, but it's bad when your brothers want to kill you. You know, it's a little worse when they want to sell you. Amen. They're going to Starbucks on your dime, amen. They're going to Starbucks, and you're a slave, amen. You catch this? You're a slave. You're getting up tomorrow whenever somebody tells you to get up. You're working as long as they tell you to work. You're eating what they tell you. You're going to eat the whatever, you know, garbage they give you. I mean, really, I'm making fun, but really, man, this is phenomenally cruel. Phenomenally cruel. But the favor of God is on him. Listen to me, Christians. Listen to me at home. Man, you know, lift up your head. Look into the mountains for where your hope comes from. Where your health comes from, where your wholeness comes from. Yeah. It comes from God. Amen. And that's what Joseph did. He's in a slave. And guess what? And I mean, we don't know. When we get to heaven, we'll watch the video. But I believe that Joseph is how many know joy is it can rub off on you?
Amen.
Amen. When I was at Albertsons, and you know what? I was just optimistic about everything. Why? Because, you know what? I understood my covenant with God. I knew that God was, you know what, going before me and making the crooked path straight. I knew that God's favor was upon me. I was full. I wasn't trying to, you know, I mean, you've heard the story over and over and over again. You know what? About how I came in the grocery store and Tamara got transferred to the grocery store I worked in. And she was like, man, who is this crazy guy? Who is this phony crazy guy? Because here's what she said. Because nobody can be that happy. She thought I was fake. I was phony. But after a while, she recognized he's not fake. He's not phony. He just is happy. He just is happy. Why? Here's why. Because God is with me. Amen. If God is for me, who can be against me? See, this is, watch this. This is reality of what I wasn't faking it till I made it. I was just happy where I was.
Amen.
See, how many know? Listen to me. Listen to me today. You're like, oh, this is so miserable. I gotta be home. I gotta stay at home. God is in your home, amen. If you're a believer, God is there, amen. You got all kind of reasons to be happy today. And I believe it. We watch Joseph. Hey, guys, I need this scripture still up here. It helps me feel better. Amen. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Joseph. I believe that Joseph, he wasn't faking it. He wasn't being phony. And over a period of time, when he was in the, as a slave, his owner recognized, wow, there's something different about this guy. And he put him in charge of everything. Wow. Is that amazing? You know, give you the keys. With such a man of integrity, here, I'll give you the keys. You know what? And I'm going to walk away and I'm going to know you ain't going to take a nickel from me. Does that make sense? And he, you know what, was promoted and promoted and promoted. And watch this. And when he had the opportunity to sleep with the owner's wife, he's like, no. That she doesn't belong to me. I could never do that. And watch this. In the midst of this woman going to have a false accusation against him, where he is going to then be, I mean, you know, how many know being a slave is low? You know, you think, oh, I can't go any lower. No, you can go, you can't go lower. And that's what happened. You know what? He said, no, I'm not. He ran out and she grabbed his coat. And then when her husband came home, she said, look, I even have his coat to prove. You know what? He tried to rape me. And the owner believed his wife over Joseph, threw him in jail. Threw him in jail. What's happening in jail? See, watch this. God has never left him or forsaken him. See, we need to recognize, listen to me. Listen to me at home. God hasn't left you. God hasn't forsaken us. Amen. No. Neither one. And God hadn't forsaken or left Joseph. So what's Joseph doing? Listen to me, Christians. We have every reason to be optimistic. Every reason to be optimistic. We are not left here like orphans. We have a God. You know, is God's hand too short to protect us, to deliver us out of this mess?
No.
Absolutely not. So watch this. So he just keeps his good attitude. How many know? Listen, you know what is going to determine your altitude? Your attitude. Your attitude is going to determine your altitude. Amen? And if you have a high attitude, you're going to, guess what? You're going to go, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go above the clouds. How many know every day it's sunny?
Amen.
Come on, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Hey, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good at home. Don't shout me when down when I, you know. Amen. Come on, hey, JR, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Amen. Jody, don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Listen, every day it's sunny. But sometimes you got to get your attitude out of the muck and beyond the clouds and pop that plane out into the sunshine. Amen. The sun is up every day. Amen. But your attitude is going to determine your altitude. So he's in the jail, and guess what he's doing? He's gonna pop right out of there, recognizing that God's plans are still good for him.
Amen.
See, don't listen, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't allow this this junk that can, and I'm not saying that I do it perfectly. What I'm saying is the more time I spend in the Word of God, the more time, listen, now is not the time to stop going to church.
Amen.
Now is not the time to sleep in. Amen. Now the time is not the time to miss services. I would say this, now is not the time to withhold the tithes and the offerings. Now is not the time to retreat. Now is the time that we're going to advance. That's what I hear God saying. Amen. You know, more fortunes are made in recession than in when the economy is doing well. Did you know that? We have a great opportunity. I haven't even started preaching today. We have a great opportunity to move forward. Amen. Hallelujah. So he's in the jail, and yet his attitude is still good. God's still on the throne. Amen. God is still for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Or what can be against you? No, no, no. Now is not the time to retreat. And so, he keeps a good attitude. Guess what happens? Guess what happens? Guess what happens? He is now given promotion in the jail.
Amen.
Here, Joseph, here are the keys. You keep an eye on all these guys. Is that incredible? And eventually, and I don't have time to go into all the details, but eventually he's given promotion. He gets out of the jails and he is right under the Pharaoh. Watch this. Not even an Egyptian. Someone who's Jewish. Listen. Don't let anything in your mind think that God can keep, that Satan can keep what God has promised you, what God has called you to, what God, no, I'm telling you what, yeah, but I grew up and I was, you know what, poor, and you know what, I mean, my family, I grew up, you know, somebody said, I was so poor, you know what, I was just poor. Just P-O. We couldn't even afford the rest of the words. The rest of the letters. But here's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're laughing at home, are you not? And I, you know what? I mean, to a great extent, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. But see, nothing, we need to understand, nothing can get in the way. You know what? If we have the right attitude, if we stay in the Word of God, if we stay close to God, you know what? Nothing can get in our way. Amen.
Amen.
And so he gets promoted. Okay? I said all that to get to this. Watch this. All this mess, and God reveals something to us in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Look what he says. But as for you, you meant evil against me. Who's he talking to? He's talking to his crazy brothers who now are at his feet asking. There's poverty, or there's a drought come. With that, you know what? It's great time of famine, and they are coming to Joseph to get grain. And here's what he says. He says, but as for you, you meant evil against me. When you threw me in that hole, pulled me out to sell me, here's what you meant it. You meant it for evil.
Yeah.
But God meant it for what? But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is in this day. Watch this. To say, underline this. Write this part down, because this is part of what I'm preaching. To save many people alive.
Amen.
See, the Pharaoh didn't have a clue what to do. He had a dream. And that dream was given to him, and he was like, man, I don't even understand this dream. Well, Joseph interpreted the dream, and when Joseph interpreted the dream, he said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have some years of great plenty. But in those years of great plenty, you've got to take what you have and take some aside and put it away. So he had been doing that, just like the prophetic, just like the dream. Sure enough, the drought hit, and they had great famine. And Joseph's brothers, they go to the Pharaoh, and Joseph is in charge of this whole program. And so they're in front of Joseph, and Joseph tells him, here's the reality. You meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good. Watch this. In order to bring about as it is this day to save many people. See, many people. Somebody say many people. Listen, God has a plan, and his plans are good, and his plans are to save how many people?
Many
people. Say it's time to make some lemonade. See, you get a lemon. You don't want. Have you ever had lemon juice?
Yeah.
It's awful. Amen. You know, sometimes you're drinking lemon juice because it's like, oh, somebody tells you, oh, drink lemon juice. It's good for you. You know what I mean? I mean, so you're drinking lemon juice, but it's awful, is it? It tastes horrible. Right? But watch this. Come on. Come on, you ready? But you add some sugar.
Oh.
You know? Oh, sugar. Come on. Ba da ba da ba ba. Come on, sing it with me at home. Oh, honey, honey. Okay. Come on. You add enough. But you add some sugar to that. And what does it do? All of a sudden, correct me if I'm wrong. You're at the mall, and you know what? And you go to hot dog on a stick, and you're going to pay $5. I'm like, hey. I'm not hating. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just proving something to you. You're going to spend $5 for a cup of.
The best lemonade ever.
I'm going to get to that part. You're going to spend $5. On lemonade, watch this, and you're drinking it, watch this, you spent $5 for lemonade. Here's the thing, and what are you? You're happy.
Amen.
Amen, I told you I was going to get to it. You're happy about it. Why? Because it tastes, what does it taste?
Delicious.
It tastes delicioso. It is muy delicioso. It is so good. Okay. Why? Here's why. Because you added some sugar to it. Today is our day to add some sugar to this mess. I'm going to show it to you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where's my phone? Oh my goodness. Thank you. Here it is. Somebody sent this to Tamara and I the other day, and it's really where I'm going today. And this is so, so good. This is Satan. I will cause anxiety, fear, and panic. I will shut down businesses, schools, places of worship, sports events. I will cause economic turmoil. This is Jesus. I will bring together neighborhoods. Restore the family unit. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. I will help people slow down their lives and appropriate what really matters. I will teach my children to rely on me and not the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not in their money or their material resources.
Amen.
Is that good? I want to spend a little bit of time with what we have remaining and just going over systematically these things. Number one, write this down. If you're at home, write this down. Number one, well, let me say this comment first. Speaking of the coronavirus, not that it is unstoppable, but it certainly has caused us to look and examine our own abilities and perhaps cause us to pause and turn towards God for His help and look at ourselves and reevaluate our priorities. I want to talk about making some lemonade out of those lemons, and I want to give you at least five things that we can look. And these aren't, listen, this is not pie in the sky. This is reality of what this has caused. You know, the other day when our governor said, you know what, I mean, just extended and said, hey, we really need everybody to stay at home. And it was so weird because the next couple of days were just phenomenal days for me. And much of it is because, watch this, because of this reordering things in my life. This, watch this, this reset that is happening. And part of me went to go, the peanut butter's not where it used to be. All right. But let's look at it. Let's make some lemonade today. Amen. Number one. Write this down. There's a reality that what has taken place is bringing people, neighborhoods together. Bringing people and neighborhoods together. Let me give an example. There's a couple, and they're about Tamron my age. They walk in our neighborhood all the time. Shayla, you know who I'm talking about? Yeah. He sometimes has a stick, and you know what? I say hi to them. Hi. They even know my name. You know what? Hi, Drew. You know what? So we say hi to each other all the time. But guess what? This week. Somebody say this week. Come on, at home, say this week. You know what? This week, they were walking, and I said, hi, and they said, hi, and I said, how are you doing? How are you guys doing? They said, we're doing good. How are you doing? And then I said, I'm doing good. And we had this conversation that was different than just, hi, morning. No, now we're talking. Amen. And I said to them, you know what, this week, somebody say this week. I said to them this week, I said, hey, I don't know if you know this, you know what, certainly you see the church van, you know, it's kind of hard to disguise the church van, you know what I'm saying? Right on the side it says, you know, right this, expect to be loved, expect to be taught, expect to be changed. And I said, you know, you probably gathered this from, you know, seeing the church van, but I'm a pastor of church, a wonderful church in Pico Rivera, and I just want to let you know, we're starting this week, we're going to have services online. Mm-hmm. And see, I don't know where they're at. I don't know how spiritual they are. I don't know any of this. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I've never had a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. See, here's what the Bible says. What Satan means for our destruction, God will turn it around. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That all things can work together. Mm-hmm. Imagine that in the time, all the time that I've known these people, I've never had a real conversation with them, let alone talk to them about spiritual things. Yeah. What did I do? I said, hey, I don't know if you're religious or not. I use that term because that's a term that people use. The people in the world use that term. But I said, you know, I pastor a church, and I just want to let you know that you can watch us if you want. And not only am I going to be, you know what, are we going to be airing all our services on Sunday and Wednesday, but I'm going to start doing a devotional every morning at 10 o'clock. How many people have some time on their hands right now? And I said, hey, and one of the things they said is they said, man, that's one of the things that we're doing now. We walk and we're praying.
Amen.
Now watch this. I'm gonna show you a scripture. I don't know if I'm gonna get to this. Maybe I'll get to it Wednesday or maybe next Sunday. But there's a passage where Jesus says, "Hey," he says, the fields. He says, you know this passage. It says, look at the fields. They're ripe. They're white with harvest. You know that passage? You know what he says in that passage? You know what they're saying to him? Before he quotes that, you know what he says? He says, they say, hey, harvest ain't coming for another 4 months. And he says, no, look at the fields. Man, now is the time for the church to look at the fields. That's what I was doing. This thing is causing us to be connected like we've never been connected to people that we never would have talked to. We have an opportunity to talk to those people. This is, we're making some lemon out of lemonade. And if you'll pay attention, it's right there in front of us, church. No, not in 4 months. No, today is the day. Today is the day that we need to be evangelistic. And why? Because it's ripe. Amen. They said, yeah, we're praying. I smiled at him. I said, amen. I said, what else are we going to do? Amen. We laughed together. You know what? And I handed them a card and I said, hey, just go to the website. It's all the details. You know what? For all I know, you know what? You're watching this morning. Hey, we're so glad you're here. And listen, and maybe somebody else, maybe we have, you know what I'm believing for this church? I'm believing that when we open up the doors again, and it will be soon, that we are going to, this is going to be part of the prophetic, that hundreds and thousands are coming in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, number one, what God is doing through this, are you saying that God caused this? I'm not saying that God causes. I'm telling you what the Bible says in Romans, that for us, all things will work together for good of those who are called to love the Lord and called of his purpose. Well, I'm called of his purpose and I'm loved by God and I love God too. And so I've got opportunities. I've been to gyms. How many have been to Jim's Burgers? Amen. Man, good burger. You want a good burger? Go to Jim's Burgers. Delicioso. So good. But I've been there probably, at this point, I've probably been to Jim Burgers 100 times. Maybe 101. But this week, somebody say this week. This week. I'm there. And how many know? There's nobody there. You know what I mean? Actually, I ran into a guy that I... ran into somebody that comes to this church. Hey, good. So, and had a wonderful conversation with him. But right after, you know what? I forget if it was after or before. I'm there, and I know the owner because I've said hi to the owner. But again, never really had a conversation with him. Well, the owner is there with the cook. You know what? And two ladies that are working for him. That's what we're gonna do. We're going to have a spiritual conversation today.
Amen.
Why? And I just ask them, just ask a question. Hey, how? This is so good. How are you doing? How's it going? What am I doing? Man, I'm just connecting with neighbors with the opportunity that God has set before me. He said, well, we're doing pretty good. He said, actually, we've been here so long that people know us that we're able to stay afloat. And he said, you know what, I'm just trying, I had to reduce some hours, but I'm trying to keep everybody hired. Amen. Amen. And I said, hey, and I'm just, listen to me, this is causing us to be bold like we've never been bold before. Amen. And I said, hey, I don't know if you're religious. I don't know how spiritual you guys are. But there's something like this that happens that we start to connect and recognize all this is really not very important. And all four of them were like, that's true. I said, listen, I had four cards. I passed four cards out, put them right there on the table. I said, hey, these are for each one of you. And we'll be having services Sunday morning. This is even before we made the decision to have devotionals. Did I mention I'm going to have a devotional for you tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Did I mention that?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, hang out with me tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Not going to be a long time. I just want to pray with you. I just want to start meeting with you every single day. You know what? You in your home and Tamara and I in our home. You know what? I mean, get your coffee out. You know what? Let's have coffee together.
Amen.
Okay. Although I don't drink coffee, I might have some hot chocolate tomorrow. Okay. But let's hang out tomorrow. Let your pastors encourage you and build you up on a daily basis. Oh, man, it's going to be so good.
Amen.
But I said, hey, you know what? Maybe, you know what? You can just go to our website. We have all the details there. You can start connecting with us. Number one, we're putting people together. God is bringing people together. This, what God has caught, what Satan has meant for our destruction. You know what? God is bringing people together. Number two, he's bringing families together. You know, last Thursday, you know what? Shayla and me and our whole family and Pastor Paul came over and we just enjoyed and I like what Shayla said. She said, man, this is great. You know what? You know why? Because it was great. We just were able to chill out. And what'd you do? We just talked and laughed and you know what? Probably made fun of each other for a little bit. Right? We just laughed and had a good time. You know what? Families. You know what? There's this thing. You know what? When I was growing up, almost every dinner time we had around our table. And it was good. It was really good. Now, you don't have to be around the table, but can we have some meals together?
Yeah.
Can this, what Satan means for our destruction, can God turn it? Is he turning around? Absolutely. Absolutely. Number three. So good. Everybody take a big breath and go. Now, the reason why that is less significant as it was 3 weeks ago is because 3 weeks ago you were like, and when I had you do that, you're like, that feels good. But now you're more on chilled mode. Amen. How many here recognize you're more on chilled mode? There's less of a gotta do, gotta do, gotta do, gotta do, gotta do, gotta do, gotta do. You know what? And you recognize, wait a minute. I can step back and there's a quality of life, listen to me, that I've been missing.
Right.
One time, I've told you this story before, but it's a good story. I was with my wife, Tamara. I had the day off. You know what? I think it was before we even had any kids. I had the day off and we're going to this restaurant. And we're on Huntington Drive and there's light after light after light. And I would just gun it to the next light to stop, to gun it to the next light to stop, to gun it to the next light to stop. And at the third light, you know what I mean? It's like, hurry up to stop. You know what? Tamara said, what are you in such a hurry for? I was like, why am I such a hurry? Because here's what happens in our life. We just get caught up in this mode of quickness, hurry, we got to. And what Satan has meant for our destruction, somebody say there's a reset. Okay, and the reset is, what's the part of the reset is, hey, wait a minute. The sweet spot is today. I can live in a higher, watch this, a higher quality of life that I'm not so stressed out to be. And actually, watch this. You know the principle of working 6 days and resting one? You know that will cause you to be more productive, not less productive? That for you to rest is so important. God wants us productive. That's why he wants us to rest. That's why he wants us. And of course, you can take anything good and take it to the other side and it becomes negative. I'm not talking about just being lazy, you know what, and oh, wow, good. Pastor said be lazy. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about resetting your pace that you could enjoy life. Sometimes we're so busy producing that we don't ever take the time. You know what, we're so busy looking at what the next step is that we don't take the time and enjoy the step that we're on. Does this make sense? That's right. There's something joyful about life that sometimes we miss in our production. And God is saying, do you feel it? I feel it. It's like, life is good. Number four, you know what? I believe that God is showing us having a reset, you know what? And just this new appreciation for what really matters, for what really is important. So I'm Jim's Burgers, and I'm looking around, and I'm able to say with a high degree of confidence, hey, to them, this is helping me recognize that there's way more than all this. Now, I know that's true for sure. But sometimes in the busyness, watch this. Now, there's secular people that are starting to recognize that their life could be over like that. That's what James says. Even if you live to 120, your life is still but a vapor. How many know 120 years doesn't last very long? How many old enough at home? How many old enough to recognize? Man, time goes by quick. Seemed just like yesterday. I was picking up Tamara and I. Well, I wasn't picking up because I was already there, but Tamara and I were taking Shayla home. I mean, really, it just seemed like yesterday. Amen. Number five, and this is my last point. I believe that God is teaching his children to rely on him, not the world, or their money, or their material resources. We were managing apartments, and our owner who, and let me just tell you this at home, we're gonna sing one more song, because we have the time. Amen. You're not going anywhere, right? Okay. But we're gonna do one more worship song, and this song talks about how it reminds us that God is our source. Amen. Listen, we don't have reason to be full of worry. We don't have reason to be full of fear. Why? Because God is our source. He will take care of us. But my last point is there is something that's taking place. There's a reset that's taking place, I believe, even to us that say, well, no, you know what? We care about God. We care about spiritual things. We're in the Word. And yet, even for us, how many know there's deeper things that we can get into? There's a higher place that we can go in the things of God. That what Satan has meant for our destruction, God is turning it around. That even thus, even those of us, that was those of us in one word, thus. Even for us who love God and care about him and are just focus on him, we recognize, man, there's deeper things that God has for us. Higher places, more intimacy that we can tap into than ever before. I'm telling you what, there is some, not lemonade, there's some good lemonade. Amen. That God has for you. If you will, take this junk and add the sugar of the Holy Spirit. You know what? The power of the Word of God. I'm telling you what, I'm not going to have a good day. I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to have a great day tomorrow. And I'm looking forward so much. It is such an honor and privilege and pleasure to be invited into your homes through this technology that we have. Do me a favor. Don't just hoard this to yourself. It's a bunch of people who are hoarding toilet paper in this fear that there's not going to have, the worst thing in the world. It is a bad thing. We don't have enough toilet paper. Can I tell you what? There is so much joy to be expressed. There's so much optimism. The Bible says that rivers of life will flow out of your mouth. I'm believing. Listen, I'm prophetically speaking that in this junk that you are going to, just like I did this week, you're going to see people on the street. You're going to see people in the midst of, and I know you're not going somewhere, but you know, you're still going to In-N-Out. Right? And there'll be going to be opportunities that you have, and rivers of life are going to flow out of your mouth. Look at the fields. We're going to look at this either Wednesday or next Sunday. And look, and no. Today is the day to harvest. Today is the day that people are ripe and ready. And God is saying, look and recognize where people are. They are fearful. They are worried. They're concerned. And let me tell you what. They might have I pray that they come up with a vaccine soon. I pray that there's even medicines that are right now that I heard the president the other day say there's a medicine that they're already seeing some they're optimistic that this will be able to be used effectively. Praise God. We don't know for sure. He said, his expert said, we don't know for sure, but what we're seeing seems to be good results. I mean, praise God, wouldn't that be awesome? But how many know in the midst of this, there is this fear amongst people. They're walking around. You can see it in their eyes. You have conversations with them. Now is the opportunity we have. And listen to me, church. And now is even the opportunity for us to turn to God in a deeper way than we've ever turned to Him before. God, you are our supply, and you are faithful. You are so faithful. So Father, we thank you for your word that's so clear. It says that you promised never to leave us or forsake us. It says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that lives inside of us. Let me tell you what that Spirit is. That is not a spirit of fear, but it's a spirit of love, a joy, and of a sound mind. That in the midst of what everybody else is going through, that we can have this confidence that God loves us. And that can cause this joy. It's a spirit of love, a spirit of joy. It's a spirit of power, the Bible says. And a spirit of a sound mind. That sound mind is there's this wholeness of understanding that God is His calling to protect us. You know what it means? It means you're not freaking out over everything. No, you're sound. You're confident in what God has promised you. So there's this soundness. There's this, you're not tossed to and fro. You're like, no. God has promised me this. I thank God for every single one of you. Listen, let's increase. Let's speak increase. You know what? I have so many pastor friends. And sometimes, how many know sometimes we can just get caught up in what the charts say? And so, how many know we can start to develop a, just like we said, a fear mentality? And so, in the summer, I'll start hearing them saying, well, you know what, we're going to, you know, like always, we decrease in the summer. You know, like always, you know, attendance always goes down in the summer. Like always, you know what, finances always go down in the summer. You know, everybody's going on vacation. We're always going to, you know, at Hope Community Church, we never say that. Amen. You know what we say? We say we're going to surge in the summer. You know what we've seen over and over again? I could show you the charts. You know, our finances don't go down in the summer. Amen. Our attendance doesn't go down in the summer. Matter of fact, we see the summer one of the best times we have to advance in ministry. I mean, the kids are out of school. We look at it. We you know what? We don't decline in the summer. You know what we do in the summer? We surge in the summer. And I believe God has put this on my heart that even though we're not in this building, you know what? We can surge. We can grow. I'm believing that through the internet and through your evangelism and through us seeing and sieging that the harvest is white, we're going to surge in this time together. Amen. Amen. Let me speak a word over you. I call, like I do every Sunday, I call these people blessed. Before I do that, I don't like to end a service that I don't give people an opportunity to accept Jesus. If that's you, right there where you're at, I want you to raise your hand. Today is the day for you to become a Christian. If you're not a Christian already, say this with me. Say this simple prayer with me. Jesus, come in my heart. Change me from the inside out. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Today, I'm becoming a Christian. Now, we believe if you said that simple prayer, that Jesus came in your life, came into your heart. Continue to watch us online. Very soon, we're not going to be online. Very soon, you're going to have an opportunity to be here right with us at this place at 5044 Durfee Avenue. And so I encourage to meeting you and to being your pastor. Tamara and I want to be your pastor. We want to nourish you. We want you to start coming. Give us 1 year. Start coming every Sunday and every Wednesday. Watch what will happen. You're going to grow radically. I'm speaking this prophetically. I don't know who I'm talking to. You're going to go radically. Your life is not going to look the same. And you're going to minister to family members that you've just been disconnected with. But you're going to reconnect with them. And God is going to do radical things in your life. Amen. Now, let me speak to all of you. I call all you blessed. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for everything that you've done for us already. I thank you for what you're doing right now. And I thank you for the days, for our days in front of us are greater than our days behind us. Yeah. I speak that over every single one of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.